Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise.
Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. Well, we all experience it, more or less. For many of us, it's an almost daily battle from about late morning through to the mid-afternoon. You begin to slow down. You feel sluggish. All you want to do is get a nap. Or you may feel constantly tired. Everything's an effort. You may want to sit down and just do nothing, but you can't because you've got too much to do. And then you get moody, and then you get irritable. You just want to go to bed. Well, these may be symptoms of an illness. You're tired because your body's fighting some strain of virus or something else. Or you may be struggling with depression, or it could be. Now, come on, be honest. You just haven't been getting enough sleep. Or, and again, you've got to be honest, you're out of shape, and you really, really need some vigorous exercise, some regular exercise, or your diet's lousy. And your body will tell you that your diet is lousy. Low energy levels, what do you do? Well, to be health-wise, it is important that you have regular medical checkups, including blood tests, so that you can get a full medical assessment of the various parts and systems of your body. That's required of us if you and I are to be responsible with the body that God has given to each of us. And we are stewards of God to the bodies that he's given us. Consistently low levels of energy may be the symptoms of something serious. And, of course, you should have that checked out by your medical doctor. But in most cases, there's what we call lifestyle changes that you can make that will significantly improve your energy levels and will enable you to function well from the time you get up until the time you turn in at night. Making determined efforts to break into our all-too-sedentary lives and just move around is a good start. In our family, we call that the KM exercise plan. That's our exercise plan. One day I'll write a book about the KM exercise plan. KM refers to keep moving. Regular exercise, and that's suitable to your age and physical condition, really is a must. And all health professionals will tell you that the proper amount of sleep is a must, and power naps do help. But what about diet? What about nutrition? What about vitamins? What about medical supplements? How can these help you have sustained daily energy? Even the thought is encouraging. Now, what you consume obviously affects the way your body works to give you energy. So be honest. What are you consuming? So today's topic on HealthWise is increasing your energy level. What are the best energy foods? And what foods should I avoid? What kinds of snacks and drinks will improve? And I mean really, really improve my energy level, not just give me a temporary sugar high. What vitamins and supplements actually help? Well, all that and much more is before us on today's HealthWise. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise. They have a fascinating, I don't know any other way to describe it, fascinating nutrition department where you'll meet Matt Lombardo and Alex Wolf, Cottage Pharmacy's two experienced nutritionists. Matt's our guest again today on HealthWise. I've already got loads of questions for Matt, but we want your questions too. Call in number here, 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400. But for now, Matt, help us get our energy levels up, and let's begin with diet. What are the best energy-producing foods?
Well, when you talk about... Hello, Bill.
Hello, Matt. Oh, incidentally, I should tell you, I planned to say this and forgot. I've taken my cod liver oil, I've taken my probiotics, and we've even, both my wife and I, regularly take our apple cider vinegar with the mother.
Excellent. Excellent.
And we feel great. See, we're taking your advice.
That's great. I'm happy to hear that.
Okay, great. Matt, talk to us about the best energy-producing foods.
Well, energy-producing foods you could think of in two ways. You can think of micronutrients, which are your vitamins, your minerals, all those little cofactors or helpers that your body needs to produce energy. And then you can talk about the second part of that, which is the macronutrients, which is your carbohydrates, your fats, and your proteins. And all of them together are very important.
Now, you didn't include sugars in that.
Well, sugar falls under carbohydrate category.
All right. Okay. So you've given us the big picture. We've got the micronutrients and we've got the macronutrients. Now, break those down for us. What are they?
Macronutrients are basically your bigger nutrients, your main fuel. That's your fuel is the carbohydrates, is the fat, is the protein. Protein's more your builder, but it can also be utilized as fuel.
All right, so give me a good diet for energy when you're going to bring together good carbs, I'm assuming. You might want to explain to people what you mean by that, and then fats and protein. Give me a good diet with those things.
A good diet, you want a carbohydrate that is mixed with fiber. So you want a whole grain is usually the best way to go. So something like oatmeal or sprouted bread or even some whole grain breads. I usually aim for about 5 grams of fiber for every 10 to 20 grams of carbohydrate.
Yeah, so you're in the market, you're looking at a regular market, you're looking at Pepperidge Farm bread, Arnold bread, these kinds of things. We should be looking for the amount of fiber and what else?
Fiber content is when you're going for carbohydrates, is very important.
Okay.
Some have added vitamins and minerals. It's always helpful, too.
And you mentioned fats. I thought fats were the bad boys. Good fats, bad fats?
Well, you want to avoid too much saturated fat because saturated fat is what promotes cardiovascular disease. And you don't want to overdo it on the saturated fat, on the trans fat, on the things you get from, say, fried foods.
Yeah, so what are the good fats we should be getting? We've mentioned coconut oil in the past.
Yes, coconut oil, fish oil, omega-3s. Avocado is very rich and healthy. You want the monounsaturated fat and the polyunsaturated fat, which you can actually see on food labels.
Okay.
Those fats are considered good fats.
Yeah, pay attention to the labels and everything that's on there. What about proteins, Matt?
Proteins, a good quality protein. Most eggs are an extremely good form of protein.
We shouldn't be afraid of the yolks then. And the years ago, these were the things you'd eat an egg and you were risking a heart attack afterwards. But that's not the case, correct?
Yes. Eggs are extremely nutritious, especially the yolk. It's very rich in choline, which is... It falls in the B vitamin category. It's not considered a B vitamin. But choline is very important for brain function, for memory function. And
you're better to get these things in the foods. I know you can do this with a supplement, but something like this, you ought to get it out of the food itself, correct?
Well, if you eat eggs, yes. Choline's also available in supplement form. And usually comes in B complexes. But if you can eat eggs every day, if you could have two or three eggs every day, if you don't have any health conditions, if you don't have high cholesterol, then that's perfect. If you're healthy across the board, then it's perfectly fine.
Now, Matt, we're dealing with energy levels here. With respect to energy levels, are there certain things we should eat at certain times of the day to keep that energy level up?
Well, you want to aim to eat every 2 hours, and you want to, whether it's a snack or a small meal, things you should eat certain times of day, you want to have a little complex carbo, you want to have a little mix of everything. You want to have a, a, a small portion of a carbohydrate, complex carbohydrate. You want to have a small portion of protein, and maybe, you know, your healthy fat, maybe a slice of whole grain toast with some coconut oil spread over it is always good. Maybe a slice of apple for those carbs, and just small portions throughout the day of these nutritious macro and micronutrients.
Yeah, what about these energy bars and nuts, that kind of thing? I mean, most of us don't think in terms of a meal every 2 hours. We think of breakfast and then a couple hours later when we're beginning to feel tired, something else. Energy bars are helpful?
They can be helpful, yes. It's very tricky in selecting a good quality meal replacement or protein or an energy bar. You have to be careful, and you have to really be keen on the ingredients to see whether or not, you know, it's a healthy, you know, alternative to a real food.
What do we look for in those energy bars? And perhaps just as much, what do we look to avoid in those energy bars?
A good rule of thumb is to look for bars with the lowest amount of ingredients. The fewer the ingredients, you're moving in the right direction. You want to look at the saturated fat content. You want to look at the sugar content. You don't want to overdo it in those two categories.
So you mentioned not having a lot of content in them. So there should be a basic amount of one thing in it, you're saying?
It's very difficult to find. You know, if you stick with granola bars, are generally pretty good as long as the sugar's not too high.
Okay. Yeah, bottom line, people come to you at Cottage Pharmacy and you'll point them in the direction. You've got this whole display of things there that are found. My problem when I look at them is I want to try each one of them. That kind of defeats the purpose. And before we take a break to hear more about Cottage Pharmacy, what about energy drinks, various types? How do they work? Which ones are the best? And are there some energy drinks that we should avoid?
Energy drinks are very interesting. There's a lot of marketing that goes behind them. The main ingredient, usually, almost in all cases, is caffeine. So it's very similar to having a coffee or two coffees, depending on which energy drink you get.
Yeah. So you're talking about the Red Bull kind of stuff.
Things like Red Bull, Monster. They're loaded with caffeine. If they're not the sugar-free version, then they're loaded with sugar. They'll definitely give you a burst of energy for a short period of time, but
then you crash.
But yes, you'll definitely experience a crash.
Now, is that true of those smaller 5-hour energy drinks? I notice you sell those at Cottage Pharmacy, so apparently these are not quite as bad.
Well, if you think about 5-hour energy, it has around the same amount of caffeine as a full cup of coffee. So when you look at what it is and how it's delivered, it's a shot, and you take, you know, it takes you maybe 10 to 15 minutes to finish a hot coffee, where it takes a 5-hour energy is just to throw it down the hatch. So it can be very stimulating. You know, they throw some B vitamins in there, which kind of look good. You know, B vitamins are very important, but it's really the caffeine that's what's getting.
Yeah, what I found with the 5-hour energy drinks, not that I use them very often, but usually I'll take a half of one, but I never got a crash from that. It was a little burst of energy for a while, but you never felt that sugar crash that you get.
They put some there are ingredients in there like taurine, which is an amino acid, and tyrosine and choline that break down a little bit slower than the caffeine and have a little bit more of a lasting effect to kind of balance it out. 5-hour energy happens to be a good formula if you're in a pinch for some energy, if you have an exam coming up
I remember one evening I was, and we're going to take a break in a moment, one evening after I was done one of my very busy Lord's days with teaching Bible school, actually preaching, leading worship in the morning Bible school and evening service, and I don't know what else in the afternoon. And one of the older ministers was greeting me at the door when he was going out, and he said, "Pastor Shishko, what's the secret to your energy?" And I said to him, "Brother, it is the Holy Spirit and a five-hour energy drink."
Okay.
All right, we're going to have a... You can meet Matt Lombardo at Cottage Pharmacy. Let's hear a little bit more about Cottage Pharmacy.
I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, "If we can't take care of you, no one can." Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right. And rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
Bill Shishko here with you, host on today's edition of HealthWise. Matt Lombardo from Cottage Pharmacy and I are having so much fun. I forgot you're supposed to be calling in with your questions, and the line's open, 631-955-5400. Your questions on the subject today is keeping your energy level up, increasing your energy level, 631-955-5400. Matt, you can tell where I am. I always tell people one of the reasons why I struggle with my weight is I enjoy food too much. But snacks, when I mention snacks, I always want to eat a snack. Talk to us about the best snacks to increase our energy levels.
Best snacks. As I touched on it a little bit previously, you want a little portion of carbohydrate, maybe an apple or a slice of whole grain bread, just to get some carbohydrates in your system. That's the most efficient way that your body produces energy.
Yeah, of course, we get carbohydrates from fruits and vegetables, correct?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, so nuts, too, helpful?
Nuts are high in healthy fat, polyunsaturated fat, and monounsaturated fat. So they're healthy. They're good sources of energy as well. They also have protein content and minerals, which are very important. So nuts, maybe a trail mix with some dried fruit.
Granola
is always a good option.
Sure, granola. Stay away from the candy bars, is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. Hey, Matt, let's move on to vitamins. We talked about the micronutrients. Talk about various vitamins and how they affect our energy levels. And I assume we should take our vitamins with meals. Am I correct?
Yes. That's how our bodies are used to absorbing vitamins is pulling them from food. Foods are very they're very complex, and our bodies are designed to react to them in a certain way and to absorb from them what they need. And there's a lot of factors that go in absorbing vitamins from food.
Yeah, sure. We take the vitamins with the food, so in essence, the body understands that as the food. Supplemented, so to speak, by the vitamins. Okay, well, I don't want to get off the track. How about various vitamins and how they affect our energy levels, Matt?
The most popular vitamin for energy that people look at are B vitamins. B complex vitamins, your thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, all these B vitamins. B vitamins are basically cofactors. They're like little helpers that help your body to accomplish converting food into energy. Your body has to convert food into energy. It can't do it without the little helpers, little B vitamins.
So we use the B complex vitamins. It's not a matter of taking like B12 or B6 or something.
It's good to take them together. They are synergistic, so they work as a team, and they're most useful and they're most effective together.
Other vitamins other than B vitamins connected with energy? In the winter months, do you need the vitamin D supplements? And that's something you really probably need to get from sun, right?
Right. Well, I'm not sure how to say it. It's very, our bodies are very cohesive. Every vitamin has a purpose, and each vitamin they're essential in energy for sure.
Well, do you recommend multivitamins then?
I do, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
I normally recommend a good whole food multivitamin.
Now, what about mineral supplements? Do any of these help with our energy levels?
Minerals do. They're important with cell communication. When you hear of electrolytes and how they replenish energy and how they, you know, can help with cramping, muscle cramping and muscle energy. That's because minerals without them, your cells can't communicate to one another. And it's important for your heart muscle contraction. Magnesium and potassium play a very large role in keeping your heart healthy and pumping.
Okay, now what are these mineral supplements? There's so many of them, or is there a basic one we take?
Minerals you can get them individually, or you can get a multi-mineral. Which is similar to a multivitamin, except it's got a higher concentration of minerals and not so much vitamin.
Okay. Herbal remedies. I don't want to forget that. You got pills, drops, teas, extracts. What are the best herbal remedies to give us more energy?
Herbal remedies, you want to look at the adaptogens. You want to look with adaptogens are types of herbs that balance your stress response. They balance your body's adapting to stress. So if you're under a lot of mental or emotional stress, adaptogens can help make sure that you don't go overboard with cortisol.
All right. Well, give me something in a box that's got these adaptogens in a pill.
Yes. I'll just name a few that you. Most people have heard of ginseng is a very popular adaptogen. It's probably the most popular.
All right.
But there
you get this in a tea form, or you can take it in a pill form, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any of these better than the other? I mean, the tea is over against the pill. And most of us like a good hot cup of tea in the afternoon. So something like that's helpful, right?
Absolutely. They have there's ginseng tea for sure. There's a lot of herbal teas out there that, you know, if you come in, I can show you.
Yeah, and they'll say to help increase your energy level. Matt, what about the need for energy helping, if I could put it that way, vitamins and minerals as we age? What about some nutritional advice for those of us who are senior citizens?
Well, it depends on your overall health conditions. If you're generally healthy, if you have good, if your heart's in good shape, shouldn't be too much different from a younger person. Just, you know, make sure that you have the same, you're getting all the nutrients you need, you're maintaining, you're getting good sleep and rest, 8 hours of sleep at night.
And good basic exercise program as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, do you get into that with people as well? I mean, that's really not your field, but do you have any basic recommendations when it comes to exercise?
It is. I was a personal trainer for a long time, and I do talk about fitness and exercise for sure, and that's very important for energy levels too.
Yeah. So you can recommend some exercises for people when they come in.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, you don't have a whole lot of time. 45 seconds for you, Matt, before we break here. Okay, here we go. Top three things that you recommend for increased energy. Here we go. What you got?
8 hours of sleep. Make sure you get enough sleep. Very important. Small meals throughout the day. Try to eat every two and a half hours. Small meals, small portions. And another thing is time your caffeine intake appropriately. If you're going to take an energy drink, if you're going to drink coffee, try and time it at a point where you're not setting yourself up for a loss later in the day. If you have your caffeine very early in the morning, you're going to crash eventually in the afternoon.
When we get done, I'm going to go get a snack. Thanks so much, Matt. We have a lot of fun with this program. We're almost at the end for this week. Our thanks to Cottage Pharmacy for sponsoring today's program. And you can visit them at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. You'll find it really is far more than a pharmacy. Remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540. We don't mention this as much. Go in. Don't go into Cottage Pharmacy without tagging one of the people there and saying, hey, I heard you on HealthWise on WLIE 540, and you will receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also in the nutrition department that we've been featuring. And be sure to look for Matt Lombardo and Alex Wolf when you're there in their nutrition department. And I need to add this because we have people who are accessing this program through other sites. They don't live in Long Island and probably can't get to Cottage Pharmacy very quickly. They do have a toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963, and you can order any of these things from them. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given to you. So we'll see you on the radio next Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.